Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Amen. Ask Him to bless our message.
我们一开始时候先一起来到神的面前祷告，求主祝福我们。
God, we just thank you, God, just for this opportunity to worship you this morning.
主，为了早晨我们能够在这里敬拜你，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you for your people, Lord.
我们为了你的子民感谢你。
God, we just thank you for the family that you have assembled here in this place.
为了在神家的这些家庭，我们感谢你。
And God, I just pray that you would strengthen the ties of love and trust between us, Lord Jesus.
在这个大家庭里，求你自己刚强我们的爱和我们的连结。Between
different generations, between different cultures, between different communities, God, just strengthen the ties, the bond of love between us.
主啊，加强连结我们中间的爱和感情和连结。虽然我们来自不同的背景、不同的文化、不同的社区。
And God, I just pray that you would just help me to communicate exactly what is necessary for this morning.
主啊，你帮助我今天早上只沟通你要我所说的。
In the way and spirit that you would have me, Lord.
按照圣灵的感动。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Well, I want to share with you a message that kind of God has been speaking to me for several months now.
早晨，我想跟大家分享一个信息，神在我心中已经放了连续几个月。
And those who are a part of our English group, I've shared bits and pieces of it over the months.
过去几个月在英文组里面，我也分享到一点点滴滴。
But so I want to talk about intercession, intercessory prayer this morning.
今天早上我要交通的题目是代祷。
It's a theme that is very familiar to most of us that have been around the church for a while.
在教会生活有些年日的人对这个题目是相当熟悉的。We're
always talking about the need to pray, amen?
我们常常说我们需要祷告，不是吗？
We need to pray for our families, for our friends, for our church.
为我们的教会，为我们的家庭，为我们的朋友祷告。This
is always a good word, amen?
这都是一个好的事情。
But recently, I've just felt, especially over the last 2 years, I've felt impressed that the need for intercession is much greater. Because there are things coming, troubling times, to our nation.
因为就着我们国家而言，有一些叫我们觉得受搅扰不安的事情将要来到。To
our community.
对着我们社区而言也是一样的。
That are going to require us to be skilled in intercession.
这些未来要发生的事，叫我们今天就要装备好，必须在代祷的事上有学习。
It is our intercession. We come together and agree in prayer together.
代祷就是我们一起来到这里，像一个团体的人在神的面前代求。
That brings a covering, brings a shelter for our lives, for our families, and for our church, our community.
这样的祷告为我们个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会、我们整个社区带来一个保护。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes those of us who are younger don't even realize how the prayers of our parents or our grandparents are actually covering us, protecting us.
我们当中很多年轻的人，很多时候我们不明白，事实上我们的父母或我们的长辈、我们的祖父母为着我们的祷告是保护了我们。
Over the years, I've noticed sometimes that there might be a family that enjoyed many blessings.
过去呢，我常常看到好像一个家庭他如何的各样的事上蒙恩。
Only for the some older saint, a father, mother, to pass on to heaven.
直到呢，比如说他们的长辈，无论是父亲、母亲，或者更大的被主接去之后。
An older saint that was covering the family in prayer.
这样的长辈在过去的日子里，一直在祷告中保守了他的下一代。
And then suddenly, when that person isn't there to pray and cover them through their intercession,
当那个常为他们在神面前祷告的人被主接走之后，
things kind of fall apart in that family. Have you ever noticed that?
好像那个家庭呢，就开始遇到一些各种的各样的状况，好像就失去了保护。
Our prayers protect those around us.
我们的祷告保护了在我们四周的人。
The prayers of those we're walking with protect our family, our children, our community.
祷告帮助我们能够保护四周，在我们四周的，无论是个人、家庭或社区。
And so I want to encourage us, I believe this is the impression I have from the Lord.
这是我觉得我从神面前领受的，我要在此鼓励大家。
That there are challenging times coming.
带着挑战的时代已经要临到我们。
That we will need like never before the intercession of the church.
我们比以往更需要教会起来代祷的执事。
And we need to become more skilled in this hour in intercession.
你我必须要更多的被装备，更多的有经验、有技巧，知道如何代祷。
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, many people from all over the world that come to America.
很多人从世界各地来到这个国家。
Perhaps some of you in this room.
也许在我们当中就有这样的心意营。
Looking for a better hope, a better future, a better life.
我们来到这里，希望有一个更好的盼望，更好的生活。
Through the material possessions of this world.
借着拥有许多的物质。
Through a good job, a good opportunity, a good education, through finances.
借着更好的工作的机会，更好的教育的栽培，各样各样的机会，在这个国家。
But I believe there are times coming that none of these things will be able to protect you from what's coming.
我相信我们已经来到一个时代，我们所以为的这些物质上的东西再也不能真的保护我们。
Our material possessions are not a safe refuge for what's coming.
我们的物质上的得着是不能够做一个安全的避难所。
Only God can protect us.
只有神能够保护我们。
Amen.
Amen.
That's the only place we can put our trust.
我们只能把我们所有的信放在主的身上。
And so the Lord has given us this wonderful privilege to go to Him in prayer anytime we are in need.
所以神给我们这一个特权，就是我们可以随时来到他的面前。 When
trouble comes,
为了我们的需要仰望他。
When trouble comes, when sickness comes, we run to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
当我们生病的时候，当有困难的时候，我们是不是就立刻到他面前呢？
When difficult times come, we grab our brothers and sisters' hands and say, "Pray with me."
遇到困难的时候，我们是不是联络我们的弟兄或姊妹说，请为我与我一起祷告？
When we feel afraid, when we don't know what to do at our job or in our school.
当我们在学校或工作上遇到什么是叫我们害怕的时候。
Every week we call on our friends, our family in the faith and say, "Pray with me." Amen.
每个礼拜我们都会告诉我们在神家里的同伴或朋友说，请为我祷告。
This is what the early church did in the book of Acts. Amen.
在使徒行传你会看到，这就是起初教会的光景。
The brothers stood up and boldly proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们站起来勇敢地宣扬福音。
Not everyone liked that message, did they?
不是每一个人都喜欢听到这样的福音的。
They threw the brothers in jail.
他们有时候把这样的基督徒关在监牢里。
How did the church resolve that problem?
那教会怎么样解决这样的问题呢？
They went to prayer. Amen.
他们就一起祷告。
Sickness came, they went to prayer.
人生病了，他们祷告。
Challenges came, they went to prayer.
挑战出现的时候，他们祷告。
This is how the church, the people of God, solve problems is through prayer.
神的百姓，也就是神的教会，如何解决问题，就是借着祷告。 Amen.
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 We must get better at this.
我们必须在祷告事上要有长进。
Because as I said, there are things coming that will test our faith as it has never been tested before.
照我所说的，未来的时代有许多事发生，要测验我们的信心，是在以前没有的。
Amen.
Amen.
Young people, do you know how to pray?
年轻人知道如何祷告吗？
I've told the story many times.
我曾经分享这个故事许多次。
I'm so grateful for the fact that my mother was a praying woman.
我实在很感恩，因为我的母亲是一个祷告的人。
Dragging me to the prayer meeting.
从小她就把我带到祷告聚会去。
Making me go to the prayer meeting.
也让我去参加祷告聚会。
You sit down there, David. We're going to pray.
她说。 David, 坐好，我们现在要祷告了。
And they prayed and prayed, and it was in those moments that I really got my first touch of God's presence.
他们祷告的时候呢，就是我怎么样第一次真的被神触摸。
Prayer is something that is better caught often than it is taught.
祷告这样的学习常常不是教导而学会的，而是你遇到一个经历就明白。
Do you understand what I mean by that? You know, we can teach people how to pray, tell them what they ought to pray. And we can kind of grasp that.
那听的人也可以稍微明白你的意思。
But usually what makes a bigger, a better impression is when we see people pray. Amen?
但是真正的话就要那个人自己真的开始祷告。
As we witness our mother, our father, our friends pouring out their heart to God,
真正的学习常常是我们看别人祷告的时候看到他们怎样清
新
福音的祷告。
We get a taste of it, amen?
我们稍微有一点明白祷告的意思。
Well, we want to talk about this, this prayer that we need.
今天早晨我们要交通这个祷告。
And a way that the Lord has been helping me look at prayer lately is to consider it a,The ministry of intercession
神教导我呢就是看这个祷告的执事这件事
is the ministry of friendship
主要认识说祷告这个执事事实上是一个友谊的执事
There are three circles of friendship involved in a thorough or complete ministry of intercession
一个完整的祷告执事包括三个圈圈的友谊的连接
The first circle of friendship that releases intercession is our friendship with God.
第一圈的这个友谊的连结呢，就是我们与神的友谊。
Are you the friend of God?
你是神的朋友吗？
Now God's your friend, right?
我知道神是我们的朋友。
Right?
对不对？
Amen. Is God your friend?
神是不是你的朋友？
Does God love you?
神爱你吗？
Does God care about you?
神在乎你吗？
Does God watch over you?
神有没有保护你吗？
God's your friend.
神是你的朋友。
Are you God's friend?
但是倒过来，你是神的朋友吗？
For a man to have friends, it tells us in the scriptures, we must be friendly.
要我们有朋友，我们自己必须先是友善的。
God is friendly towards you.
神向着我们是非常友善。
He loves you, he cares for you, he watches, over you, he is your friend.
他关心你，他爱你，他看顾你，他是你的朋友。
But have you made a decision to care about the things that God cares about?
但是你呢？你有没有做一个决定，说你也要来关心神所关心的？
You know, when something's going on in your life, when you have a burden, you have a care, you have a problem.
当你遇到问题的时候，或有个担子的时候，
because the eye of God is on you,
因为神的眼目在你身上，
because the ear of God is listening to you,
因为神的耳朵在注意听你的情形，
He cares, He picks that burden up,
因为他关心。所以呢，你遇到重担的时候，他就把它举起来。
He is willing to make change those circumstances to bring you relief and deliverance. Amen.
他愿意改变你的环境，让你得到一些舒缓。
But have you, as a believer, a brother and sister in the Lord?
但是同样的，身为神的儿女，是神的弟兄姊妹。
Have you decided that you're going to pick up the cares of God?
你有没有曾经决定说，我也要来关心神所关心的？
So as we become the friend of God, we start to care about the things He cares about.
若是我们真的愿意成为神的朋友，我们就开始在乎他所在乎的。
What does God care about, brothers and sisters?
神在乎的什么，弟兄姊妹们？
What does God care about? He cares about people, amen?
神在乎人。
He cares about souls.
他在乎灵魂。
He cares about showing mercy and kindness to those who are hurting, those who don't have the things they need. Amen?
他在乎那些已经失落的或有需要的人，他要把怜悯和恩典给他们。
God cares about the salvation of the world.
神在乎整个世界的得救。
God cares about the healing of people's bodies.
神在乎人疾病有没有得医治。
God cares about the little children that cry themselves to sleep across the street and down the street or across the world. Amen?
非常在乎，无论是在我们这条街上的下一个城市或世界任何一个角落，那个晚上哭泣的入睡的孩子。
These are the things that God cares about.
这些是神所关心。
Now we care about our children.
我们关心我们自己的孩子。
We care about our hurts and our pain, don't we?
我们关心我们自己的伤痛，我们的。
Don't we? Amen? But when we start to become the friend of God, we not only care about what hurts and affects us, we start to care about what affects other people. Amen?
但是当我们真的开始关心神所关心的，我们就不只是关心我们自己的需要，我们开始关心别人的需要。
And we start to then experience friendship with God.
这样我们就开始了跟神的友谊。
There are a few friends in the Old Testament that I will illustrate this.
在旧约里有一个很好的一个
people that were friends of God.
解释到说一个人怎么样跟神是做朋友。
In fact, it talks about Moses that God spoke to him face to face As a man speaks to his friends.
圣经提到摩西，神与他对话，好像面对面，有如人间友。
And because God and Moses were friends,
因为神跟摩西是朋友，
when there were things that the people did that hurt the heart of God,
当人做什么事伤到神的心的时候，
that offended the heart of God,
对得罪了神的时候，
that broke the heart of God,
或是破碎了神的心的时候，
God told Moses about those things.
神会告诉摩西这些事。
There was one time when the whole nation of Israel, they pursued false gods.
曾经有一次，整个以色列百姓追求假神。
They built images to fall down and worship.
他们建立了一个金牛犊在那里敬拜当作神。
And this broke God's heart.
这个深深的伤了神的心。
And God was going to bring discipline and judgment against the people of God.
因此神就要审判管教他的百姓。
But God told Moses, his friend.
但是神呢也告诉了他的朋友摩西。
And then Moses entered into intercession. He began to plead on behalf of the needs of the people.
所以摩西就开始为他的百姓代祷。
This intimate friendship between God and Moses allowed Moses to learn things that were on God's heart.
因为他与神的友谊是这么亲密，所以一面他可以认识是什么在神的心里。
And then in turn, it caused Moses to intercede for people.
因为他了解神心里的事，所以他就可以开始为这些百姓代求。
We see another example of this in Genesis 18.
在创世纪十八章，我们也看到类似的例子。
God has a conversation with Abram.
神跟亚伯拉罕有一个对话。
God tells Abram that he's going to make him the father of many nations.
他告诉他，我要让你做万国的父。
God tells Abram that he's going to bless him.
他说，我要祝福你。
Amen.
我要赐福于你。
But before God leaves, he also tells Abraham about the judgment that is coming to Sodom and Gomorrah.
当他离开之前呢，他也告诉这个他的朋友亚伯拉罕另外一件事，就是他要审判索多玛、俄摩拉这两个城市。
And as a result, Abraham begins to intercede for the people in the valley.
因此呢，亚伯拉罕就有一个机会为这两个城市人代求。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Our close communion with God, our friendship with God, our caring about what God cares about.
我们跟神的那个亲密关系，我们关心神所关心的事情的时候。
You know, produces a ministry of intercession, of prayer.
就让我们有一个机会，有一个执事，就是代祷的执事的。
Because we become the friend of God.
因为我们跟神是朋友。
We become the friend of other people.
我们也能够成为其他人的朋友。
So we have a circle of friendship with God.
对，当我们与神有一个美好的友谊。
That produces a circle of friendship.For other people, amen?
这个友谊就让我们产生跟其他人的我们所代祷对象的友谊。
You know what an intercessor does?
你知道代祷人做什么吗？
An intercessor feels and cares for other people.
代祷的人是会感受到
prays for other people.
别人的感觉和需要的。
An intercessor prays for other people.
他会为别人代求。
The way they pray for themselves.
好像他为自己的需要代求一样。
Amen.
阿们吗？
That's how you know when the ministry of intercession has been activated in your life.
这样你就知道到底代祷的执事是不是在你的生命中已经
开始。When the need of that little child down the street.
当那一条我们隔壁街上的孩子有一个什么需要。
Begins to break your heart.
那个需要让你的心破碎。
Like the needs of your own children,
好像是你自己孩子的需要一样。
Then we know intercession is beginning to happen.
那我们知道代祷的执事就要在你生命中开始了。
So we have a circle of friendship with God.
所以我们与神有一个美好的情谊。
That produces a circle of friendship with others.
这个情谊产生了我们与别人的情谊。
But also there is a third circle.
还有第三种情谊因此产生。
There is a circle of friendship that we have between one another in the church as we come together to unite and pray.
就是那些与我们一同为这些事情代祷的那些代祷的同伴。
Every Tuesday we have a prayer meeting, don't we? Amen.
每个礼拜二晚上教会有祷告聚会。
We come to church on Tuesday and we bring to that circle of friends A sister stands up and says, I feel God's heart about this. A brother stands up and says, you know what, my heart is burdened for these people over here, let's pray about it. And so we hold hands and create a circle of friendship on behalf of the heart of God and the needs of others. Amen. When we have all three of these circles, these kinds of prayer friendship, we have the power of God in our midst to do great things.
当我们有这三层的情谊, 因着祷告而连接在一起的时候, 我们就带下神祷告的能力。
I'll just give you an illustration. Like, maybe I'll be coming to church this week.
譬如说呢, 我这礼拜来教会,
I pull into the parking lot.
我开到停车场里,
and because God has put on my heart maybe something for Sister Beatrice.
也许呢, 神让我想到, 碧秋姊妹,
I recognize God's grace on her life.
我看到神的恩典在她生命中,
I see the gift that she is to the body of Christ.
我看见她在基督身体里的恩赐,
I've been praying for Beatrice. Because God cares about Beatrice. Amen?
因为神很在乎,
but Beatrice has a handful of heavy things that she's trying to carry in the church.
然后我在开进来之后,
so what does a friend do? I run over there to the car and I say, here, Sister Beatrice, help me carry, let me help you carry those things in the church.
我就会跑到她的身边说, 来, 来,
but she has too many things for me to carry.
但她东西实在太多了,
but I see Evan and I see Raymond across the parking lot. I say, Raymond, Evan, come over here and help Sister Beatrice carry all this to the church.
Hey, Raymond, Evan, come over here. 到这边来帮碧秋搬点东西。
So then all four of us have things in our hands we're carrying into the church. Amen?
一下子呢, 我们四个人手上都有东西, 把东西搬到教会里去。
That's how it works.
就是像这样子。
Our brothers and sisters, they have heavy burdens.
我们当中弟兄姊妹有时候有很重的担心。
And as I am being a friend of God,
因为我是神的朋友,
as I am sensitive to God's Spirit,
我向神的灵很敏感,
you know what?
你知道吗?
I can see that this brother,
我就会看得出来这个弟兄,
or this sister,
或那位姊妹,
has a heavy burden.
有一个重担在身上。
And so I want to help them carry that heavy burden to the throne room of grace. But the burden is so great that I want more help. Amen? So I say, April, sister, come help me. Brother, sister, brother Paul, help me. Let us help our brothers and sisters carry their burdens to the throne of grace. Amen? I'm being a friend to God. I'm being a friend to my brothers and sisters.
当我这样做的时候, 我就像神的朋友, 也像我弟兄姊妹的朋友。
And I'm working with this larger circle of friends to carry those burdens to the throne of grace. Amen?
并且为了这两种朋友呢, 我又有了第三种朋友, 就是与我一同代求的朋友。
An intercessor.
一个代祷的人,
is somebody who is friendly to those around them.
是对四周的人是友善的。
Do you care about what's on God's heart?
你在不在乎神心里所在乎的?
Do you care what's affecting people's hearts around you?
你在不在乎你四周人他们心里所发生的事?
And are you willing to work with the other believers in the church to carry those things to the throne of grace?
你若是这样的话, 你愿不愿意与其他的弟兄姊妹一起同工, 把这些所有的需要带到神的面前?
God is simply calling us to be friends one to another.
神只要我们真的成为彼此的朋友。
And if we become those type of friends, we will pray for each other. Amen?
我们若真是这样的朋友, 我们很自然就会为别人代祷。
Now, we got to get going here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through all my material. Is that okay? Michelle?
得继续我的讲章的内容，我不晓得我今天讲得完讲不完。Michelle, 继续讲，他可以喝水。
In Hebrews 7:24 and 25, there's a reference to the ministry of Jesus. You don't have that one. The ministry of Jesus ever living to make intercession.
在希伯来书十三章里面讲到说，主耶稣有代祷的职事。
The passage in Hebrews tells us that Jesus has an eternal priesthood, an everlasting priesthood.
他在希伯来书讲到说，主耶稣有长远活着的那个大祭司的职事。
Because he lives forever to intercede for us.
因为他是长远活着为我们代求。
So we see there's a real connection with being a priest and being an intercessor.
你看到吗？大祭司跟一个代祷者之间的关系是什么？
In Exodus 28, we have a picture of the priest in the Old Testament.
在埃出埃及记，你看到那里描述一个大祭司他的穿着。
And he, that one man, the high priest,
那个大祭司
would go into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God.
他会到至圣所，就是神的同在的里面。
And with the sacrifice of blood, make intercession or seek atonement for the whole nation.
带着祭牲的血，为自己和全所有的百姓来赎罪。
He stood in the gap between the needs of the nation and the holiness of God.
大祭司的责任就是站在神和百姓的中间。
And he wore these wonderful priestly garments that were a picture of that intercession.
他身上所穿的那衣服呢，我们在旧约里可以看到有这样一个图片。
The high priest on each shoulder, he had two onyx stones.
在他的肩上呢，有两块宝石。
On one stone were six tribes of the children of Israel.
在每一个宝石上有六个以色列他们的名字刻在那个宝石上面。
The names of six tribes on the other shoulder were the other six tribes.
这边有六个以色列支派的名字，这有六个以色列支派的名字。
He had these stones upon his shoulder. It was a weight upon his shoulder that represented the needs of the people of God.
这十二支派的名字都在他的肩带上，代表着他担着十二个支派所有的需要来到神面前。
When God had calls you to pray for somebody,
所以当神感动你为某人祷告的时候，
we often refer to it as a burden of prayer. Have you ever heard that terminology?
我们都怎么说？我带着一个什么样的负担来祷告？
You know, there's a weight on your heart, a weight upon you.
因为这个某某人的需要在你的心上有成为有一个重量。
You have a burden for a brother, a sister, someone else's need.
你对某某人的需要有了一个负担。
You're concerned about your life, but you're also concerned about something that's going on in somebody else, and you just can't shake it.
你虽然也关心你生活中的事物，但是因为某某人的需要，让你不能够忽略。
You can't seem to get free from it till you just pour your heart out to God.
你好像没有办法说不在乎，所以你就把这个需要都带到神面前来。
God intends it to be this way.
这是神所设计、神所蓄意要做的。
This is what love does, amen?
这就是一个爱会发生。
This is what friends do.
这就是朋友彼此相爱会做的事。
They don't just care about their life, they care about the lives of other people.
你的朋友不是只在乎他自己的需要，他会关心你的需要。
And when you demonstrate that you care about other people,
当你表现向着别人的关心的时候，
if you will ask the Lord,
如果你问神，
he will begin to put people on your heart.
他就会开始把各样的需要各样的人放在你的心里。
And so here we see the next piece of the priestly garment described in Exodus 28:1-29.
在出埃及记你就看到怎么样描述这个
情况。There's the breastplate.
你看到这个祭司呢有一个胸牌。
12 precious stones.
在这个胸牌上有十二块宝石。
Over the heart of the priest.
在这个大祭司的心上。
Each precious gem had a different name of a different tribe of Israel.
每一个宝石上面有一个以色列支派的名字。
Over the heart.
这个胸牌是罩在这个大祭司的心板上。
What a beautiful picture. What a beautiful type and shadow of this ministry of intercession.
这是何等美丽的一个图画，也是就着我们代祷之事一个何等好的预表。
It tells us two important things.
告诉我们两件重要的事。
One is that the needs of other people are supposed to affect our heart.
一个就是别人的需要应该会影响到我们的心。
Our heart is not only reserved for our needs. our feelings, but it's also concerned about the needs of
others.
The second thing that this picture here we see in Exodus 28 illustrates for us
在这个图画里, 我们还看到另外一件事,
is how God thinks about people.
就是神如何, 看我们。
What does God use as a symbol for the different tribes?
神怎么样用这12个, 宝石来表示12个支派呢?
Gems.
都是宝石,
an onyx.
玛瑙,
an emerald.
红宝石,
a diamond.
钻石,
an amethyst.
各样的美好的石头,
when God picks something that represents how he feels about people, the value of people, he gets a precious gem.
神想要找一个东西来代表这十二支派，就是他所关心的人。 神选择的是宝石。
In fact, when the priest goes into the Holy of Holies,
当大祭司走进至圣所的时候,
he is never more richer than he is there in the Holy of Holies.
他恐怕是没有, 比任何时候
His garments are literally a treasure chest, if you will.
你想一想,他所穿的衣袍,
Amen?
基本上都是宝贵的东西。
Isn't that a beautiful picture?
是不是一个美好的那个景象呢?
You know, so often we think, oh, this brother or that sister, they're such a bother. They've got this problem again.
有的时候我们想到这个人需要,那个人重担, 哎呀,
oh, they, you know, sister so-and-so, she made that same old mistake. She's such a bother.
你知道那个某某姊妹,她又犯了一样的错误,真是烦人啊。
You know, we sometimes view one another as a problem.
很多时候我们对待别人的需要或者过错,我们觉得这都是问题, 都是麻烦。
You know, and we kind of begrudgingly try to help each other fix our problems.
我们还虽然去帮助他们,但是心里总是还在嘀咕着。
A lot of times with some scolding and some finger wagging.
甚至有的时候,伸起我的指头还,
now next time,
说下一次哦, 不能再发生了,
you know, we'd sit there and chew them, talk, 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 next time, talk, 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 complain, 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 now we'll help you.
我们责备他们,埋怨他们,警告他们,然后才帮助他们。
God doesn't see us as problems.
但是在神来看, 这些需要可不是问题。
God sees us as gems.
而是都是宝贵的石头。
God sees the house of God as a treasure.
神看神的家都是宝贝。
And when we see one another as gems,
当我们看彼此好像宝贵的石头的时候,
as we start to consider one another as a treasure,
当我们看彼此好像神的宝贝一样,
it is not a burden to pray for one another.
我们不再觉得说替人祷告是一个重担。
It is a privilege. Amen?
而是一个特权。
Amen?
神给我们的特权。
So God puts on your heart a precious gem, Brother Raymond.
所以神把一个宝贵的石头放在你心上说, Raymond,
He puts a precious gem in your heart.
就神把一个, 祷告的负担给你说,
it's not a problem, it's a privilege.
不是一个问题对你来说,
Amen?
而是一个特权。 阿们吗?
Well, another place that we see this, these priestly intercessors is in Joshua 3.
那在约书亚书里面看到另外一个例子。
Now in Joshua 3,
在约书亚第三章,
we have Moses has died.
那时候摩西已经被主接走了。
After the children of Israel have crossed the Red Sea,
摩西曾带以色列百姓经过红海,
Moses has given them the law,
也给了他们律法,
and Moses has also picked a successor, somebody to take his place, to lead them into the promised land.
然后他自己也拣选了一个继承的领袖,要带他们进入神应许的美地。
And this is a young man by the name of Joshua.
那他选的这个继承者呢,是一个年轻人叫约书亚。
So they've crossed the Red Sea with the leadership of Moses.
这一群百姓呢,跟着摩西过过红海。
And now they will cross the Jordan in the same way they crossed through the Red Sea, but this time under the leadership of Joshua.
那他们的下一代呢, 现在要跟着约书亚要过约旦河。
And so we'll, this passage, start in verse 8, Joshua 3, verse 8 through 17.
这一段经文在约书亚记第三章8到17节。
And I want us to notice a few things here about these priests, these intercessors that help the people of God get into the promised land.
在这里我要你们大家注意到这些祭司们, 就是所谓代表者的预表, 他们的情形。 怎么样帮助以色列的百姓经过约旦河进入应许美地?
The Lord said to Joshua,
主耶稣对, 神对约书亚说,
Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I am with you.
今天我要在以色列百姓面前证明我如何与摩西同在，同在也要怎么样与你同在。
And as you command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant,
你要吩咐抬约柜的祭司说,
When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.
你们到了约旦河的水边上, 就要在约旦河里站住。
So we have these priests
所以这里有一群祭司,
who are going to carry the Ark of the Covenant, which is the picture of the holiness of God.
他们要扛抬着约柜, 约柜代表着神的同在。
Verse 9,
在第九节说到,
And Joshua said to the people of Israel, Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God.
约书亚对以色列人说, 你们进前来听耶和华你们神的话。
And Joshua said, Here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites.
耶稣亚说,看哪,普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去到约旦河里,因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神,并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人,赫人,西魏人,比利洗人,格撒迦人,亚摩利人,耶布斯人。
Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan.
普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去到约旦河里。
Now therefore take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe of a man.
所以你们现在要从以色列支派中拣选12个人, 每一个支派一个人。
And when the soles of the feet of the priest bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the water of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap.
等到抬普天下主耶和华的约柜的祭司把脚站在约和华水里，约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上往下流的水必然断绝，必起成垒。
So when the people set out from the tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people,
百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。
And as soon as those bearing the ark come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the ark were dipped into the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflowing its banks throughout the time of harvest.
他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸。
So what we have going on here is the priests, as they picked up the ark,
所以现在你看到一个图画，就是这些祭司把约柜扛在肩上。
When the priests, when these intercessory priests, when they picked up the ark and stepped into the Jordan,
当这些代祷者祭司他们抬起了约柜，把脚踏入约旦河中的时候，
the flowing of the Jordan stopped.
整个约旦河水突然停止涌流。
The water dried up.
水突然干了。
And the priest stood in the middle of the Jordan.
这些祭司呢,抬着约柜站在干地上。
So all the people could pass over on dry ground.
所以其他神的百姓可以行过如行干地。
The people of Israel were trying to enter into the promised land, their promise to them from God.
因为在那个时候,神的百姓必须要过了约旦河才能够到神所应许给他们的美好之地。
And what did God use to help the people get into the promise?
那神是用什么帮助他们进入应许之地的呢?
It was this group of priests that stood in the gap.
就是这一群的祭司站在这个中间。
They stood in the Jordan, so the water stopped.
站在涌流的约旦河中心,
So the people could pass over. Every tribe until they all passed over, till they finished getting to the other side. This is what intercessory prayer does. When an intercessor prays, where he stands in the gap, the obstacles stop. Amen. That thing that is getting between you and receiving God's full promise. Do you feel like you have something that's getting between you and what God has promised to you? When the intercessor stands in the gap and where he steps, the water stops. When the enemy comes in like a flood and an intercessor steps down, puts his foot down, the obstacle stops. So people can get across into the promised land.
所以神的百姓能够如行甘地到应许美地去。
Amen?
Amen?
Sometimes we need somebody to help us get into the promise of God, don't we? Sometimes we need somebody that says, you know what, I'm going to put my foot down and I'm going to stop this thing. So the mothers and fathers and the children with all their possessions can get onto the other side. You know, sometimes the water's flowing so fast, it's just flowing, flowing, flowing. It tells us in this passage that at this season, the water was flowing outside its banks. You ever feel like you're in a flood? Do you ever feel like the problems just keep on flowing? You think about a river. It just keeps on moving, doesn't it? It just keeps on coming. It just keeps on coming. Are the problems just keeping on coming? And you need somebody to put their foot down and say, stop. That's what the ministry of intercessory and intercession does in the house of God. When you can't stop it yourself, you get somebody to help and say, pray with me so this will stop. So me and my children can get across.
Amen.
The children of Israel at this time, they had escaped the bondage of Egypt. They had got across the Red Sea. But they hadn't got into the promise of God. They hadn't entered into the fullness of what God had promised to them. They were stuck in between two rivers. Do you ever feel stuck in between? Yeah, I've come to the Lord Jesus Christ. All my sins have been forgiven. But I still haven't entered into all that He has for me.
Did
anybody ever feel that way? Sometimes you just need some priests. Sometimes you need some intercessors. Say, you know what? I'm going to put my foot down and stop this thing. So I want us to look at a few more verses and we'll be done. Being a priest, being an intercessor,
作为一个祭司,
is all about help, being a friend to other people.
就是要成为别人的朋友。
Is about helping people get where they cannot get by themselves.
要帮助人去得着他自己没有办法得到的。
During the ministry of Jesus,
在主耶稣在地上的时候
people usually got touched and healed two different ways.
人是有两种方式得到他的触摸。
They heard about the love, the grace, the mercy, the healing ministry of Christ.
第一种方式就是他们听到人说到主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的执事。
And so they got up, opened the door, and went to where Jesus was.
所以他们听到了就起来，就去找耶稣。
But there were many, many people.
但是还有另外一种情况呢，是有许多的人。
That could not get to where Jesus was.
他们自己不能到耶稣那里去。
Because their legs didn't work.
因为他们比如说是瘸子
because they could not see
或者他们是瞎眼的
because they were sick
或者他们是有疾病的
or they were too small
或者他们是太矮小
they were crippled
他们是瘸腿的
and they couldn't get to where Jesus was by themselves
所以靠他们自己他们是没有办法到耶稣面前的
but they had a friend
但是这样的人常常都有朋友
they had a friend that cared about them enoughwho took them to where Jesus was.
他们有关心他们的朋友，关切他们到一个地步，会把他们带到耶稣面前。
That's what an intercessor is.
这也是代祷者所做的事。
You want to know who you're supposed to be an intercessor for?
你知道你该为谁祷告吗？
Who are you responsible for?
你是负谁的责任？
Do you have a son, a daughter?
有儿女，有儿子，有女儿吗？
You're called to be an intercessor.
那你就是自然有一个代祷的托付。
Sir, do you have a wife?
你有没有太太呢?
You're called to be an intercessor.
那你已经被神召来做代祷者。
Ladies, do you have a husband?
姊妹们，你有没有丈夫呢?
You're called to intercede.
那你也需要为他代祷。
Maybe you're an employer. You have employees at the business you run.
也许你自己有自己的公司，自己的经营的产业。
You're called to be an intercessor.
那你就已经被神指定要做一个代祷者。
And then there are many others that God will perhaps put in your charge to pray for.
在你的生命中，也许神要你掌管不同的人事物。
Mark 1:32，
让你要为他们代祷。
Mark 1:32 and 33. Let's look at this verse. Now I want you to get this. Bear with me. Hang with me a little bit longer here. Are you everybody doing okay?
大家还好吗
？You doing okay?
Look at me.
Okay, smile at me.
请向我微笑，有反应。
Doing okay. One thing about the ministry of intercession,
代祷执事呢?
It is a hidden ministry.
有一件很重要的特点就是它是一个隐藏的执事。
It is something that's usually done behind closed doors.
常常是在幕后进行的。
It is something that is done when oftentimes when no one sees.
很多时候是没有人看见你在做的。
And so consequently or as a result, no one will know your name oftentimes.
所以呢你也不会因此扬名立万的。
There are many things that happen.
很多事情在发生。
Because people are hidden behind closed doors praying.
为什么会发生？因为有许多人在幕后默默的祷告。
And no one will ever know their name.
而且这群都是无名的幕后英雄。
Amen.
没有人会知道。
Is that okay?
对你们来说，这样可以吗？
Are you willing to be involved in a ministry that might make you hidden?
你愿意参与一个隐藏的侍奉吗?
Sometimes we want to be in the ministry because we want to be seen, don't we?
有时候我们喜欢参与某某职事，因为我们需要人看见我们。
Look what I did.
看我所做的。
Look how smart I am.
看我多聪明啊。
Look how nicely I can sing.
看我唱得多美啊。
Look how nicely I can play.
看我打得多好啊。
Look how well I can teach or speak, right?
看我多会说啊，多会教啊。
But the ministry of intercession,
但是代祷的执事呢?
Usually no one sees.
通常是没有其他人看见的。阿们吗?
It purifies our heart.
但是这样的执事洁净我们的心。
And this is clearly seen, there is a collection of verses I'm going to read to you here from the Gospels.
现在从福音书中我要举好几个经节。
That talks about a group of people
讲到说有一群人
that is only identified as they.
在圣经中没有提到他们的名字只说是他们。
That nameless group of people that was called they brought people to Jesus.
这一群无名的人，圣经称为他们，他们常把人带到耶稣面前。
You'll see what I'm talking about here as we read these verses.
当我现在读几处圣经，你就知道我的意思了。
Let's look at these verses together. Get your Bible and let's look at these verses together.
请把你的圣经拿出来，我们一起看一下。
Mark 1:32 and 33.
马可一章32、33节。
We're talking about the ministry of Jesus.
在这里呢，主耶稣正在进行他的执事。
At evening when the sun had set,
天晚日落的时候，
they,
有人，
they brought to him all who were sick,
有人带着一切害病的，
and those who were demon-possessed,
被鬼附的，
and the whole city was gathered together at the door.
来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前。
So these people had friends.
所以这里有一群人呢，他们是有朋友的。
That were sick.
这些朋友呢是生病的。
Too sick to get to where Jesus was by themselves.
病得太重，以至于他们自己不能到耶稣面前。
And there were other friends that they had that were demon possessed, oppressed by the enemy, the spirit of darkness.
或者他们有些朋友是被鬼附的，是被黑暗的权势所辖制。
So oppressed, so out of control that they couldn't get to Christ or want to get to Christ by themselves.
他们受的辖制这样大，以至于他们不能够来到耶稣自己的面，自己来到耶稣面前。
But these same sick ones, these same demon-possessed people,
但这一群呢，害病的或者被鬼附的，
they had friends.
他们有朋友。
Friends that said, you know what? I'm going to help you get to where this man Jesus is.
那些朋友说，你知道吗？我要帮助你带到，把你带到耶稣面前。
Have you heard about this Jesus that is healing people and setting people free?
你听过耶稣吗？他在那里释放人，医治人。
I'm going to take you where he is.
你知道吗？我要把你带去。
That's what an intercessor does.
代祷者就是做这样的。
So maybe they could not walk, they picked them up and carried them there.
也许他们是瘫子，不能自己行走，这些朋友就把他们抬起来，带他们到耶稣面前。
Mark 2:1-3.
马可第二章一到三节。
Then they came to him. They. Doesn't mention their name.
有许多人聚集。
Bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men.
有人带着一个瘫子来见耶稣，是四个人抬来的。
Now I remember the first time the Lord showed me this verse.
我记得主耶稣第一次指示我的时候。
This principle about carrying people into Christ's presence.
有关如何关心人，把人带到主的同在当中。
We were pastoring a church in Oklahoma.
那时候我在 Oklahoma 做牧师。
And I had this one brother that was a little bit of a problem case.
在我们当中呢，有个弟兄实在是蛮麻烦的。
He was a difficult case.
他是一个很困难的案子。
Anybody ever had a difficult case?
你们有没有遇见过困难难搞的案子？
He always had a problem.
他总是有问题。
He always had something wrong going on.
他在他生命中总是有问题，有出现问题的事。
And I found myself being impatient with him.
我到一个地步，我开始失去耐心了。
And I'm just thinking, you know, brother, why? Just read God's word. Just repent. Just do what's right and get over it.
我就常常想跟他说，弟兄啊，就好好读主的话，然后悔改，然后开始好好的过日子。
Anybody ever felt tempted to feel that way?
有没有你有没有想有时候想要对某某人讲这样的话？
Come on, anybody ever felt like you might?
有没有曾经有这样的
感觉？ A little impatient. I was just impatient with the brother, and the Lord rebuked me by the Spirit.
当时我对他的情形就失去耐心了，但是神呢就光照我。
And God started to show me that this brother had so many wounds.
神只是让我看见说这个弟兄有许多的伤。
He had been hurt so deeply as a child.
他在孩子的时候受了很深的伤害。
He needed somebody to carry him into the presence of Jesus.
所以他需要有人把他扶起来，把他扛到耶稣面前。
He needed somebody to stand in the gap for him.
他需要有人为他站在神和他之间帮助。
He needed somebody to pray for him.
他需要有人为他祷告。
He needed somebody to put their foot down for him.
他需要有人愿意把他们的肩膀，把他们的脚站。
So he could get across.
站在其中。
Amen.
所以他才能度过这个难关。阿门吗？
And so I saw him as a problem, and God started to show me this brother was a treasure.
以前我觉得这个人都是一个麻烦，但是神光照我，让我看到他是神眼中的宝贝。
He was so God loved him so much, he wanted me to spend time praying for him.
神非常的爱他，以至于神要我为他祷告。
So this is the story in Mark 2.
在这里，马可二章就是这样。
A paralytic.
有一个瘫子。
You know what a paralytic is?
我们都知道瘫子是怎样，对不对？
A man that has paralysis.
就是一个人。
Can't walk.
他没办法走路。
He can't get into the presence of Christ.
他没有办法自己进入神的同在。
But this paralytic had four friends.
但是这个瘫子有四个朋友。
And he said, you know what? We love you enough. We're going to put you on this little gurney. We're going to put you on this stretcher and we're going to carry you to where Jesus is.
这个四个朋友决定说，你知道吗？我们因为爱你，所以我们要把你放在这个担架上。
Four men.
把你抬到耶稣那里。
They said, we're going to church.
这四个朋友说，我们要去教会。
This man can't get there by himself.
但是这个瘫子是没有办法自己爬起来去教会的。
So they get together, four men, they're carrying him to church.
所以这四个人来了，把他放在担架上，把他带到教会。
They're walking to church.
他们到了教会。
They get to the meeting, and guess what?
他们到了聚会的里面，你知道怎么回事呢？
The meeting is so crowded that they can't get their friend into where Jesus is preaching.
那个聚会厅都充满了人，所以他们没有办法把这个人带到耶稣的面前。
What are they going to do now?
现在该怎么办呢?
Do they turn around and take him home?
怎么样?转身再把他带回家
吗? No.
不是。
You know, an intercessor, a person that considers the needs of others a treasure more than a problem.
你知道一个代祷者看到别人的问题是认为那是一个宝贝而不是一个问题。
When they can't get through the front door,
所以他们从前门进不去。
They try to get in the back door.
他们就走到后门去。
And when they can't get in the back door,
后门也是充满了人进不去。
They try to crawl in the window.
他们又想从窗子里爬。
And when they can't get through the window,
他们没有办法从窗子进去的时候，
they get up on the roof and they pull the roof off.
他们就爬到屋顶上的，把屋顶给拆了。
That's exactly what these four men did. They pulled the roof back.
这四个人就是做这样的事，把屋顶给拆了。
What would we do if, you know, guys start breaking through the roof here today?
你想想看，今天如果有人从屋顶上下来
，I bet you we'd be saying, "Oh, you're tearing up God's house."
我们说啊，你把神的家给拆了。
That's not what Jesus said. He said, "You just let him on right down here. Let's get this man healed." Amen.
耶稣立刻就医治了他。
Sometimes we're caring about the wrong stuff, aren't we?
有的时候我们关心的事情不是重点，对不对？
Jesus didn't rebuke him for tearing the roof off.
主耶稣没有责怪他们怎么把屋顶给拆了。
He forgave this man of his sins.
他赦免了这个人。
He healed this man's body.
医治了他的身体。
And the paralytic picked up his bed and walked home.
那个瘫子就拿起他的褥子起来行走回家了。
Because he had four friends that loved him enough to not stop when they couldn't get in the first time.
他的得医治是因为他有四个关心他的朋友，甚至在遇到困难的时候都没有放弃为他代祷。
Do you have something getting in your way that's keeping you from getting to Jesus?
你在生命中是不是有什么难处让你不能来到耶稣面前？
It's keeping your son, your daughter, your family member.
或者你的儿女不能来到神面前，你的朋友不能来到神面前。
Keep on knocking.
要不断的继续的敲主的门。
Mark 7:32. Let's read a few more of these verses.
我们再看几处，马可第三章。
Then they, there's that nameless group again.
在这里又有他们。
Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech.
在这里呢，七章三十二节说，他们呢，有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣。
And they begged him to put his hands on him.
他们求他按手在他身上。
Do you see the intercession there, brothers, sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有看到这里代祷者的情形？
You know, if you want to look for intercession, you can't find it in these verses by looking in your concordance for prayer or intercession.It's hidden.
你若是要找圣经里所有这个代祷者这个词呢，
But yet intercession is happening here, isn't it?
但是呢，事实上在福音书中比比皆是。
They had a friend that was deaf, couldn't hear.
在这里有一个人是耳聋舌结的。
And he also couldn't speak.
就表示他听不见，也没办法说话。
Now, how did most people receive the ministry of Jesus?
一般的人都是怎么样得着耶稣的服侍的
？You pay attention, you guys. Listen to me what I'm saying right now.
请你们注意听我所说的。
They heard about what Jesus was doing. Amen.
大部分人能够认识耶稣，因为他们听见耶稣所做的。
This man was deaf. He could not hear the good news.
这个人的问题是什么？他是耳聋的，说他听不见。
There are some people that we're trying to reach that are spiritually deaf and have a hard time hearing what we're trying to say.
有些人我们想把好消息告诉他们，但他们的耳朵是。 是封闭的，他们是聋子，属灵的聋子，听不见的。
And even if this man could have heard the message,
即使这有人听见了。
He could not have cried out for help because he had an impediment of speech.
这个耳聋的人，就算他耳朵打开听见了，他也没有办法来向耶稣呼求，因为他是舌结的。
Think about the story of Bartimaeus there in Mark 10. You know the passage?
记不记得在马可第十章？
He heard that Jesus was drawing near, and he cried out. Even though he was blind, he could cry out and say, "Jesus!"
那个乞丐马蒂麦坐在路旁，他虽然看不见，他是个瞎子，但是呢，他可以听见耶稣经过了，以至于耶稣经过的时候，他可以大喊说：“耶稣啊！”
But this man, he could neither hear nor cry out.
但是这里这个人，他也听不见。他也不能呼喊。
Do you know anybody like that?
你认识有这样的人吗？
Do you ever feel like saying, "Come on, brother, just pray, ask God to help you"?
你有没有跟人说，来来，叫我们一起祷告，叫神帮助？
And for whatever reason, they can't seem to hear you, and they can't even seem to ask for themselves.
但是不知道为什么，不管怎么说，好像他们就听不见，听不懂你在说什么，他们也没有办法为自己来求神。
You know what they need?
你知道他们需要的是什么吗？
They need somebody to be a friend to them.
他们需要一个朋友。
They need someone to care about them enough, to love them enough.
他们需要一个关心他们、爱他们的朋友。
By the Spirit to recognize,
能够在灵里认出来他的需要。
They can neither hear nor speak.
认出来说这个人是听不见也不能说话。
So I will hear and I'll speak for them on their behalf.
我要代表他们，替他们听，
God、
替他们呼喊。
God deliver them.
神求你释
放
他们，帮助他。
God save them. God heal them in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know the reason why most probably every one of us are in this room is because somebody did that for us.
我相信我们之所以能够坐在这里，是因为有人为我们祷告过。
Man, when I was running from God as far and as fast as I could when I was a young man in my early 20s.
在我20岁出头的时候，我是离神非常的远的。
And one day when I wasn't even trying to find God,
有一天呢，我甚至没有意识要找神。
The lights came on and God gripped my heart.
突然神的光照进我的心里，
My whole thinking changed.
我整个思维方式改变了。
And hundreds of miles away, there was my mother praying for me day after day after day after day, like she had been doing for years.
就因为在几百里之外，我的母亲日夜为我祷告。
And one day, those prayers reached through the heavens and made a difference. Amen.
有一天，她的祷告达到了天上。And
one day all of a sudden, out of nowhere, no one talking to me, the lights came on.
没有人跟我讲什么，突然我蒙了光照。
I wasn't even trying to find God.
我那个时候甚至都没有想着尝试去找神。
Don't give up, amen?
所以带到这不要放弃。
Are you hearing what I'm talking about here this morning?
今天早晨你们听懂我所在的。
You guys, there are things coming around the corner in our nation, I believe.
我相信就在我们国家而言有很不好的事情要发生。
Challenging times.
这是一个充满了挑战的时代。
That all of our gifts and abilities will not be able to help us through.
我们自己所有的恩赐和能力不能够让我们度过这样的挑战时代。
Young people, are you hearing me?
年轻人，你们听见吗？
You can't make enough money.
你永远不能说我能够赚够
的钱。To shelter you adequately from what's coming.
你永远不能赚足够的钱来保护你的自己。
You better be a man or woman of prayer. Amen.
你最好成为一个祷告的男人或女人。
Praise God that my mother was a woman of prayer and she helped me into the kingdom.
我感谢神，因为我母亲是一个祷告的勇士。
But there comes a time. But there comes a time when I have to learn how to pray myself. Amen.
但是呢，来到一个时候，我必须学会如何祷告。
Mark 10:13.
马可第十章第十三节。
Then he came to Bethsaida, talking about Jesus.
他们来到了伯赛大。
And they brought, I'm reading the wrong verse. Mark 10:13.
马可十章十三节。
Then they,
他们就是有人
brought little children to him,
带着小孩子来见耶稣
that he might touch them.
要耶稣摸他们。
So now we've got some little children.
现在这里你看到这是一群小孩子。
They need somebody to help them into Christ's presence. Amen.
他们也需要有人帮助他们进入主耶稣的同在。
They can't get there by themselves.
小孩子自己不能来到耶稣面前。
So their parents brought them to Jesus.
所以他们的父母把他们带到耶稣面前。
Now the disciples were confused here. It says, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them.
但是门徒们不明白，他们就责备那些带着孩子来的人。
And then Jesus rebuked the disciples.
然后主耶稣就责备他的门徒。
Said, no, you bring those little kids here.
他说不，把孩子带到我这里来。
Let me bless them. Let me pray for them.
让孩子们到我这里来，让我为他们祝福。
Praise God that many of us in this room had a mother or father that brought us to church, brought us to Christ.
感谢主，我们当中有许多的人，有爱主的父母把我们带到教会，带到神面前来。
In Luke 4, verse 40.
在路加福音第四章四十节。
Then the sun was setting.
日落的时候。
All those who had any that were sick with various diseases.
凡有病的人，不论害什么病。
Brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
都带到耶稣那里，耶稣按手在他们个人身上医好他们。
Do you have anyone with various diseases?
你有遇见有害病的人吗？
Do you have a friend that's sick?
你有朋友是生病的吗？
Bring him to Jesus.
把他们带到耶稣这里来。
A couple more verses and we're finished here. Matthew 4:23-24.
马太第四章二十三节。
And Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
Then his fame went throughout all Syria.
他的名声就传遍了叙利亚。
And they.There's that nameless group of people, intercessors.
那里的人就是这一群无名的。
And then they brought him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them.
那里的人就把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的。和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。
People afflicted with various diseases.
所以这些人有受各样的病害。
People tormented.
被各样的疾病所折磨的。
People demon possessed.
各样被鬼附的。
Do you know what it is to be demon possessed?
你知道被鬼附是什么感觉吗？
That means somebody else is in charge.
就表示有另外一个一个的存在在控制你的生命。
Have you ever seen somebody that has spiritual forces active in their life that are controlling them, driving them to do things that they don't want to do?
你有没有看人被一个邪灵所附来控制他、管制他、叫他去做他自己不愿意做的事？
That's demon possessed. There are many people in our society that are demon possessed.
这是被鬼附的，在我们的社会里有许多人是受这样的苦。
Epileptics.
或者是得癫痫的。
What is an epileptic, brothers and sisters?
是癫痫的。
It's somebody that has lost control of their body. They involuntarily shake and tremble. They don't have control of their body.
得癫痫症的人呢，他是没有办法控制自己的身体的。突然发作，他全身会在抖动。
They literally are out of control.
他们是失去控制的。
There are some people, both physically and spiritually, that are out of control.
同样，有人不仅是在身体上失去这样控制，而且在灵里也失去控制。
And then there is the paralytic.
再来呢，我们知道那些瘫痪的。
These people are not involuntarily moving.
这些人不是会随便站动的。
These people are paralyzed. They can't move at all.
他们是根本不能动的。
Do you have somebody like that in your life?
你认识有人是在属灵上完全不能动的？
Just like.They're like frozen. They're just bound up. They can't do and be and go where they need to go.
他们好像被冻住了，他不能去做或者到他们想要去的地方做的事。
They need somebody to carry them to Jesus.
所以他们需要有人把他们抬到。
Who is God? Who has God called you to carry to Jesus?
神叫你关切谁，抬谁到他面前。
Just a couple more verses, and we'll finish here.
再几节经节就结束了。
Famous last words of every preacher, amen.
每一个讲道的人都有这个非常有名的这句话，就快要结束了。
Matthew 15:30.
在马太福音
Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame,
带着瘸子,
people that could not walk to Jesus, the blind,
瞎子,
people that cannot see to find Jesus,
一些不能找到看见去耶稣的路的,
the mute,
哑巴,
people who cannot cry out to Jesus. And then look at this term, maimed.
还有有残疾的,
this means scarred.
就是身上有伤痕的,
there are some things, there are some types of spiritual brokenness that we can only define as maimed. Amen?
有时候我们看一个人属灵的情形, 你只能诊断说他是有残疾,
the scars go so deep.
因为他受的伤痕, 伤, 那个伤痕非常的深,
the pain, the hurt goes so deep, we don't even know where to start.
他的内心的疼痛是很深的, 我们都不知道如何来帮助他。
And many others.
还有好些别的病人。
And they,
啊, 这些人呢,
there's that nameless group of intercessors.
在这里这些人有朋友, 他们呢,
they laid them down at Jesus' feet.
都放在耶稣的脚前。
That's what an intercessor does.
这就是代祷者所做的事。
People, for whatever reason, that cannot get to Jesus themselves.
我们看到一些人, 不管是为了什么原因, 他们自己不能来到耶稣面前。
The intercessor carries them into the presence of Jesus.
代祷者就借着祷告, 把他们带到耶稣的脚前。
And lays them at his feet.
进入耶稣的同在。
And look what happened.
然后结果是什么呢?
And he healed them.
他就治好了他们。
He healed them.
耶稣就治好了他们。
I was praying not too long ago. I have this little walk I do every morning, and I was praying, and I was praying that God would just touch our whole state of California.
我早上有走祷的习惯, 但我祷告的时候, 我就为整个加州祷告。
And in a moment, I saw the state of California just like a person draped across my arms like this.
当我这样祷告的时候, 我突然觉得这个整个加州好像变成一个人在我的膀臂中, 我就扛抬着他到神面前。
That won't work with every state, will it, in North America?
Well,
but it did with the state of California. It was just draped across in my arms like this.
因为加州的形状是长形的, 所以好像一个人可以躺在我的膀臂中, 不是每一个州都是这个形状的。
But that was what the Lord was saying. We just carry them into my presence.
但是神就让我知道说, 借着祷告, 把整个州带到神的面前。
So this is what we need to do, brothers and sisters. Whoever God has placed on your heart.
所以无论是谁, 神把谁放在你的心上。
Number one, you need to carry yourself into God's presence.
当然第一要紧呢, 我们要把自己带到神面前。
You need to cry out to God on behalf of your own spiritual condition.
为着你自己属灵的情形, 你需要向神呼求。
But we are the means by which other people get into the presence of Christ.
但是同时呢, 我们也是神, 借着我们的, 我们是神的管道, 借着我们把别人带到神面前。
Do you want a ministry?
你需要有一个执事吗?
You can pray.
你可以做代祷的执事。
It is the first ministry. It's the way people, just in so many ways, in every part of the church, can bring people to Christ. And what's so wonderful about this ministry, you don't have to be young, you don't have to have lots of energy, you don't have to have, you know, hours to do it.
这个执事的好处就是说你不需要年纪,你不在乎你什么年纪,有多少时间,你的体力有多少。
In fact, some of those who know how to do this ministry the best are those who are the oldest among us.
事实上,这个只是最有经历的呢,从这是我们当中年长的。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Amen?
Amen 吗?
So I don't know if one thing that was kind of on my heart this week as I was preparing this message is perhaps there is some older saint of God here that's thought, oh, there's no room for me in the church anymore.
我不知道为什么我有这个负担, 不过也许在我们当中有一些年纪的弟兄姊妹会觉得说, 我在神的家中已经没有什么用了。
I believe part of what God wants to do this morning is to reactivate the ministry of intercession.
我相信神要在这样的人生命中更新这个代祷的知识。
Whether you be young or whether you be old,
无论你的年纪是轻的还是老的,
we are living in days that we need every hand available to serve and to work. Amen?
我们活在一个时代, 我们每一个人都需要起来侍奉。
And I believe more than ever, the most needed ministry in the church is the ministry of intercession.
我个人认为在一个教会里最需要的一种执事或者侍奉就是代祷的执事。
That will make the house of God a shelter, a sanctuary of safety for a lost and dying world. Amen?
好让神的教会真的成为一个避难所,一个遮蔽的港湾, 让所有迷失的
Protect our families, protect our marriages, protect our children.
记得代祷保护我们的家人，我们的婚姻，我们的孩子，我们的社区。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm gonna ask. We kind of run out of time here, but we're okay. If you have in the past felt uniquely called to the ministry of intercession,
若是在你过去的日子里, 你曾经觉得有一个真的很特殊的呼召要你成为一个代祷的人,
if you felt like the Lord has used you in that ministry in the past,
或者过去你知道神曾借着你的代祷做了事情,
but you need that ministry revived and refreshed,
但是这个也许这个职事渐渐的成就了, 你希望在这件职事上被更新。
Would you just stand up where you're at?
那你可不可以在你的位置上站起来?
If you just felt like what you've got, for whatever reason, you just not haven't been serving in that capacity that God had originally wanted you to.
你不知道什么原因呢? 好像你现在在这个职事上的代祷不如以往。
I just want to pray for you this morning, just that God will refresh you and encourage that ministry.
所以我要为你祷告, 希望神更新你, 再来使用你。
You know, part of this is you have to volunteer for
it.
Now, he wants volunteers. You know, that you say, I will volunteer my heart to feel what you feel, God. And it's not always a good feeling.
有的时候你神心里的感受不是一个好的感受,
sometimes it's a heaviness and a brokenness, amen? But we have to say, God, I'll give you permission. I allow you to put that on my heart.
有时候神的心是伤痛的, 是沉重的, 那我们必须说, 神啊, 我愿意接受你那些伤痛沉重的负担, okay.
Well, let me just pray for us right here that are standing. And I'm standing with you. This has really been something that God's been doing in my heart. Just correcting this, restoring this.
让我站在你的身边为你祷告, 因为神一直把这个担子放在我的心上, 要为这样的弟兄姊妹祷告。
So Lord, you see the intercessors here. You see those who have, God, prayed in the past and stood in the gap in the past for the needs of others, Lord.
主,你看到站在你面前的代祷者, 他们有心愿,在过去曾经有心愿为所有有需要的人祷告。
Just lift your hands like this. Just open your hands just to receive something from the Lord.
我要请你张开你的手,
Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come.
接受主。
Holy Spirit, we ask you to come.
圣灵啊, 我们要求你来。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just come and refresh this ministry of intercession.
主啊, 来, 圣灵来, 更新。
This ministry of friendship, God. We ask you, God, we just do use our heart, use our prayers, use our life to pray, God, as we once prayed before.
用我们的心,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And you guys, this involves slowing down. It involves making time to listen and not just talk, amen? Not just pray to God, but to listen for God's voice, amen?
站起来的弟兄姊妹, 我们知道代祷很重要一件事, 就是要慢下我们的脚步, 不仅是一直祷告说话, 乃是要倾听, 倾听神的声音。
Thank you, thank you, God, thank you. God, we just ask you, God, just to put on our hearts the things that are in your heart.
主啊,
God, we just ask you to help us to love and care about other people enough to help them into your presence.
帮助我们, 叫我们向着别人有足够的爱和忍耐, 主要叫我们能够为他们祷告，把他们带进你的同在。
And God, I just pray that you would help us to work together as intercessors, that we would create a broader, larger circle of friendship, that we would pray together with each other for the needs of your heart and the needs of the hearts of those around us. In Jesus' name.
并且主啊，刚强连接我们，叫我们成为更深的有更深的情谊，一起同心合意。为着神的心，为着我们四周人的需要来祷告。
Okay, just real quickly now as we close. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't ministered in this way before, but you feel God this morning saying, I want to use you that way. Will you let me? If that's you, I ask you to stand up now.
在座的还有其他的弟兄姊妹，虽然也许过去你没有带到的学习和负担，但是今天早晨你听见这样的话，你心里有一个心愿，你说神啊，我愿意你来使用我成为代祷者的，我也请你站起来。
If you want to respond, if you're willing to volunteer to pray for other people this way, we want to pray for you also. Amen.
你若是有这样的心愿，愿意学习为别人代祷，也请你站起来，我们可以为你祷告。
Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.God, you see those. God, I pray that you just raise up a whole new army of intercessors, that you would activate and release intercession, the burden of prayer as never before, into the earth.
主，你看见在那里面前有带到心愿的大军，我们求你释放你的圣灵，更新我们的灵，主要得着我们，好叫你的能力，你的旨意能够通行在地上，远胜以往。
God, that you would raise up priests that will stand in the gap.
求你兴起带到的祭司。
In Jesus' name.
站在缺口处，奉耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name.
祝福他们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
祝福他们。
Thank you, God.
兴起你的大军。
Thank you, God. Let's just wait just one second.
我们在神面前再等候一下。
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We just say yes to the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
答应神的呼召。
Use our heart,
向神说好，
向神
说是的。
Use our prayers,
用我们的心，
用我们的 compassion,
用我们的爱，使用我们。
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.We love you, Father. We just agree with you, Father. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let's just do this just real quick. I know we're a little bit over, but let's just release a little bit of what maybe is trickling up in our heart. Let's just pray at the same time as what God puts on our heart just for a second here. Let's just respond in faith and open our mouth and just demonstrate that we are willing to obey what God's calling us to do. Amen?
在这个时候，若是你觉得神在你心里放下怎样的负担，怎样带到的那个需要，我们就请大家一起开口，为着神放在我们心中的事物来祷告。
God, we just pray. So just open your mouth and pray. Just
打开你的嘴。
Thank you, God.
张开你的口来为着你心里的事来祷告。
Thank you, God. Use our prayers to make a difference. 现在就开始做代祷者。Use our prayers to make a difference.
好叫神能够借着我们的祷告，要来做他要做的事。
Use our prayers, God. Use our intercession, God. We stand in the gap, God, that others could pass over, that others could cross over, that others can get into your presence, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. pray, God, that you would pour out a spirit of prayer in this place as never before. God, that the prayers of this church on the corner would make a difference in this community, among in the lives of children, in the lives of families, in the lives of people on every side, in the north, the south, the east, the west. God, that you would pour out your spirit, God, on this corner, through these streets, God, that impact the lives, bring people to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, use our prayers, use our intercession, use our knocking, seeking, asking, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we stand against the schemes of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. God, those who cannot get into your presence by themselves, we ask you to make a difference for them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Let me, you know, one of the things that so often hinders us, the Word of God having a full effect in our life,
有什么拦阻我们, 让神的话不能够在我们生命中完全彰显,
is that we hesitate to apply it.
就是我们, 我们常常在想要应用的时候犹豫了,
we delay, we put off applying it.
或者我们延迟, 我们脱离, 我们把时间拖延了。
So I just encourage each one, if you're a father,
在座的, 如果你是一个为父的,
if you're a husband,
你是丈夫,
start by praying for your family. Amen? So often I talk to men that say, you know, I want to be a better leader at home. How do I lead my family? I have found men, are you listening to me? When you begin to pray for your family, you get leadership for your family.
弟兄们, 我发现当你开始为你的家祷告的时候, 你就真的成为一个属灵的领袖。
When you begin to pray for your family, you start to get direction for your family.
当你开始为你的家庭祷告的时候, 你就会在神面前领, 得到领受, 知道怎么引导你的家。
Ladies, you want to know a place to start? Pray for your kids, pray for your husband. Amen?
姊妹们, 为着你的孩子, 为着你的先生祷告。
Amen?
Amen.
Every day, every day.
每一天为他们祷告,
every day.
每一天为他们祷告.
Ladies, you would never think about telling your husband, oh, and your kids, no, I'm not fixing anything today. You've got to figure that out yourself, would you? You wouldn't say that.
就像姊妹,我们在家里不会对我们的弟兄和孩子说, 今天我不做家事了,也不煮饭了。 对不对?
Give them something spiritual too. Pray for them, amen?
所以同样在属灵的事上, 你也要有预备来喂养他们。
Alright, well pray, find somebody, if you're a single person, somebody, pray for somebody, amen?
如果你是单身的, 你可以找到同伴一起来代祷, 或者找到你能够为他们祷告的人。
Amen. Amen. Okay. Alright, well, hopefully this made some kind of sense. And that you, there's a way you can apply it.
希望这个我所交通的对你们, 能够有意义, 然后能够来, 生命中来, 把它使用出来。
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。